Because here's the thing. What you focus on expands. Where your attention goes, energy flows. And the world is energy. We're living in a sea of energy. And when you start blessing the things that you have and listing your successes or the things, your accomplishments in life, shift to gratitude. Here's what I know. The vibration that gratitude sits on is in harmony with abundance. So the more grateful we are for the things we have in our lives, whether they're tangible or intangible things, we get more of the same. Welcome. I'm Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Every day, you give so much of yourself to those you love. Through this podcast, I'll guide you on a journey to reawaken the greatness that lies within you. In each episode, you'll hear incredible stories of transformation from me and my guests that will inspire you to design and manifest a life that is in harmony with your soul's purpose. You are meant to live the life you'd love. Let me show you how. Welcome back, everyone. This is To Your Greatness with Dawn Mathis, and I am Dawn Mathis. And we're going to touch on something that we've talked about a little bit before at the request of a couple of clients and people that are listening to the podcast. So let me start at the top. So there's a place where you are right now in your life, and there's a place where you want to be, where you want to go, your vision. And Earl Nightingale said it this way. He said that people who achieve their dreams because they knew where they were going. So we obviously want to have that vision. And it really helps to know where you're at. And in the space in between, we call that the gap. And navigating that gap is what our life is about. As we're taking steps towards our vision, we're in that gap. And there's three major stumbling blocks that come up or that may show up for you in your gap. There might be others, but these are the major ones that show up most of the time for most people. And here they are. There's three. The first is fear or paradigms. The second is lack of forgiveness. And the third one is a sense of lack, limitation, and scarcity. So we've talked about all three of these before. In fact, Reverend Dr. Michelle Medrano from Mile High Church in Lakewood, Colorado, has talked to us about fear, and we talked about her book. So make sure you check that episode out. And on a previous podcast early on, I talked about paradigms, and those are those little voices that tell us why we can't do things or why we shouldn't do things or why we're not good enough to do things. So that's a very good podcast as well that goes along with fear. And then we talked about forgiveness and lack thereof. And Reverend Dr. Michelle Medrano also on the last episode talked about the sense of lack, limitation, and scarcity. So this last one is the one that I've had some requests to talk about and to maybe go a little bit deeper in. So I'm going to do that right now. So in covering this last block in the gap, as you're navigating the gap, the sense of lack and limitation and scarcity, there are two steps that you can take to override those ideas of sense of of lack and limitation and scarcity. Woof, that's hard to say fast. So here are those two things that you can do to override that. The first is turning that sense of lack, limitation, and scarcity into a recognition of abundance. We're going to go into that. The second one is activating the law of circulation through giving. And we're going to talk about that as well. So let's talk about the first one, the recognition of abundance. You know, we cannot change anything in our lives unless and until we become aware of something. So in recognizing abundance, I would say first, let's look at noticing what we're noticing. I know that sounds a little weird, but if you notice what you're noticing, if you stop and become mindful of your thoughts or the things that you're saying, and become aware of the stories you're telling yourself, either in your thoughts or in your words. For instance, let me give you some examples. I don't have the money. I don't have the education. I can't do that because I don't have the resources. I can't do that because I don't have the know-how, the connections, the people skills. Anytime you hear don't and or the word because, think of a little bell going off, ding, 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 ding. It's probably a statement of lack or scarcity or limitation. So become mindful. It's amazing how many times a day we say things like that. And again, you can't change it unless you're aware of it. So once you become aware, then you can change it. You can change your story. Something else that you can do to bring on a sense of abundance and an awareness of abundance is to celebrate your successes. If you were to write your life story, and start at any year that you want in your life. And if you just did it in milestones, if you made a list of your major accomplishments in life, making the honor roll, getting a raise in your allowance, whatever those things were, tiny or grand, celebrate your successes. List them out. And add to them as you think of them. Maybe you have a notebook page for every couple years of your life. And then as you remember things that happened in grade school or middle school or high school or college, you just remember them and start writing them down. Because when you start doing that, more memories will come back. Something else you can do is you can actually walk around your house systematically and bless the items you have in your home. Your bed, your recliner, your TV, your computer, your cell phone, and your landline if you have one of those. If you don't know what that is, it's okay. So, if you blessed everything, it would take you a long time. And both of these action steps would shift you to an awareness of the abundance that you already have in your life. Could be fun. You could have your kids do it, have a neighbor do it with you, your spouse, your significant other, anyone. Because here's the thing, what you focus on expands. Where your attention goes, energy flows, and the world is energy. We're living in a sea of energy. And when you start blessing the things that you have and listing your successes or the things, your accomplishments in life, shift to gratitude. Here's what I know. The vibration that gratitude sits on is in harmony with abundance. So the more grateful we are for the things we have in our lives, whether they're tangible or intangible things, we get more of the same. Okay. So we're going to talk about now the law of circulation, that second thing you can do. So there's a story about standing in front of a wood stove and saying, "Give me heat." Demanding heat, and nothing happens. You have to chop the wood, light it on fire, maybe blow on it, and then you'll have heat. Because it all starts with giving. It all starts with giving. So when you give, that activates the law of receiving. Two sides of the same coin. And we have a podcast on that as well. So go back over the podcasts. And the major thing that I have learned, the major tenet, if you will, that I've learned is that wherever you're feeling a sense of lack, give into that area. Hope that makes sense. So if you're feeling a lack of creativity around something you're trying to do, then give ideas to someone else. Lack of love, give love. Feeling a lack of friendship, be a better friend. Give friendship. If you're challenged physically in some way, offer help to someone in a way that you can. Feeling a lack of money, become a committed giver. And the key there is to give consistently. So I would say most people have some concern around money and finances. Here's something that I started doing, and it's not always easy. Bless your bills. That's right. Bless your bills. And think of each bill when you're getting ready to pay that bill. Think of the service or the product that you're enjoying as a result of this bill, of this company. Maybe it's a car payment. How grateful you are to have a car, get from place to place. A home, whether you're renting or you're buying, a place to call home. And it could be your light bill, your utilities. You have water. You have running water. There's so many places in the world that don't have running water or electricity. And think of all the people behind those services and those products that you have and how you doing your part, paying your bills, helps them as well. I started doing something, and I've gotten out of the practice, and starting the next time I pay my bills again, I'm going to do this again. I used to do this. I write thank you on the outside of the envelope and on the invoice and in the memo section of my check. I write thank you. Can you imagine if you were the recipient of all these bills, you had to open all these letters and these invoices and take all these checks. If you saw someone that had a little smiley face on it and it said thank you, how you might brighten someone else's day. And it makes you feel better about paying your bills if you change your perspective. Then the other side of that is being a gracious receiver. How many of us, when someone says, "Wow, what a beautiful shirt," we answer, "This old thing? I got it at a flea market," or whatever. Or someone wants to buy us a coffee or take us to lunch or give us a gift, and we say, "No, thank you." We are stopping the flow. We're stopping the resources. We're stopping the universe for giving to us. Don't do that. We also have a podcast about that, choosing gratitude over guilt. It's a two-way street. It's a two-sided coin. If you give, be a gracious receiver. Think about the times maybe that you've tried to offer something to somebody and they said, no, thank you. It doesn't feel good, right? So don't do that. Just say, thank you. Yes, I would love that. Giving and receiving, it's energy in motion. And as one great teacher said, it's the universe rearranging itself. Excuse me. So don't deny a compliment or a gift. Don't block the flow. Let it flow. Let it rain. And then the fourth thing that I would say to do under this law of circulation is celebrate the successes of others, especially if it's something that you want. If you're wanting a baby and you haven't gotten pregnant yet, and someone you know just announced to you that they are pregnant, celebrate that. If someone got a raise on their job and you're wanting a raise, celebrate it. Let the universe know, without a doubt, that that's what you would love to. And if someone is celebrating a new pregnancy and that's not what you want, you can still celebrate it. The difference being is that that's not for you, and that's okay, but you can celebrate other people's successes. Someone asked me that question. Well, if I don't want to be pregnant, do I celebrate their pregnancy? Yes, of course you do. Here, if this makes you feel better, do this. If it's something that you want, celebrate it with them and tell the universe, that's for me. Okay? All right. So I hope this helps a little bit. But going back to the giving part, I was talking to Reverend Dr. Michelle Medrano after we talked about tithing and making that giving practice with finances and doing it in a way that was maybe a stretch but didn't put you into panic mode, and just increasing it little by little. And that makes a lot of sense to me. And one of the things that she said on her podcast about giving is this, and that is, if you want more in the financial department, you have to give financial aid or support to something else, because we were talking about time, talent, and treasure. And yes, all of those are great things to give. But if you want treasure, to attract treasure, you give treasure. So I hope that makes sense. And I just wanted to end with this little joke, which may or may not make it to you. I shared it with Michelle Medrano, and I shared it with my podcast guru, Seth. It goes like this. There were several denominations of bills that all got together and they were having a party. And so they were talking about the places around the world that they'd been. And the $100 bill said, oh man, I've gone to the south of France. I've gone to Vegas. I've had the best time. I see all these great places. And the $50 bill said, well, I get to go out to dinner, I go to the movies, and it's kind of fun. The $20 bill said, well, I go to sports events and mini golf and those kinds of things with the families, and that's fun. And the $5 bill said, well, I usually end up at charities or fundraisers and things like that, and, you know, it's okay. And the $1 bill said, man, all I ever do is go to church, go to church, go to church. And the reason I'm telling you this joke is sometimes where we put the value of our finances is in direct proportion to what comes back to us in the form of financial abundance. Just something to think about. You don't have to take my word for it. But what I have decided to do with this information and this joke is to put more value by using my resources, my financial resources, on the things that I tell myself that I value most. And that's a couple of charities that I want to give to. And not just giving a few dollars here and there and calling it good. So I'm talking to myself as much as I'm talking to anybody out there. And so I've upped my game. And I'm calling it an experiment. I'm not perfect. I'll let you know how it goes. And there are classes at different churches on prosperity. Different faith practices believe different things. And even in each faith practice, there might be different beliefs. But there is a class called Prosperity Plus that I know they have at churches such as Mile High Church. And I just wanted to reiterate that from Michelle Medrano's talk about the sense of lack and limitation and scarcity and how to counteract that. So I hope this was helpful information, just kind of an impromptu, informal chat with you based on a few people reaching out and saying, can you cover that in a little bit more depth? And so I hope this was helpful. This is To Your Greatness with Dawn Mathis. We'll see you next time. Thank you for joining me on To Your Greatness. If you're inspired by what you heard, and are ready to take a deeper dive into your own life's purpose, I'd love to offer you a complimentary life reflection session. In this session, I'll help you get clearer about what's been holding you back and how you can rediscover the greatness that lies within you. If this is something you would love, I invite you to head to my website, toyourgreatness.net, where you can take the first step in this journey. Spots are limited. So claim yours today. You are so much more than what you do for others. I believe there is a dream inside you just waiting to be fulfilled. If you agree, I invite you to take that first step and visit www.toyourgreatness.net right now. I can't wait to meet with you. My name is Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Remember, your greatness lies within you. See you next time. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I invite you to subscribe and keep listening. Remember to like, share, and review this podcast to help other listeners like you find their way to this heart-centered community. Thank you so much.